Greetings, kindred witches. Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for this Sunday Haven.
Here we share our experiences as we build a modern-day inclusive witchcraft practice rooted in nature's seasons, celestial cycles, and the science of energy.
Join us as we build a practice that learns from our past, is rooted in our present, and works toward building a better future, all while connecting deeply to the earth and sky around us.
Let us begin a new era of witchcraft. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our grove here at the Atomic Hearth.
As always, we are so grateful for this community and for all of you for choosing to spend a portion of your day here with us.
We'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that we are currently here on the lands of the Coast Salish peoples, more specifically the Duwamish and Muckleshoot tribes. We want to take a moment here to honor the ancestors of the land on which we reside. Thank you.
Welcome to Atomic Witchcraft. In this episode, we are continuing our conversation about a fire-based witchcraft practice. In part one of fire witchery, we mentioned the many different flavors a fire-based practice may come in. And while we did a brief overview of each path before, we are going to really dig into some of them in a bit more depth during this episode. We fully admit that these are big subjects, and there is no way we'll be able to cover everything today. We have, however, divided the content into several easy-to-access episodes. A Burning Path, Charting the Celestial, Electric Current, Interconnected Web, Kinetic Flow, and Creator Craft.
Remember, when building a practice and knowing where to get started, the Sapling Firecraft provides a foundation, and each wheel turn builds on that foundation, adding more layers, expanding out to include additional elements, and adding skills ember by ember. This eventually culminates in what we call the Witch Wheel Turn.
In the sapling cycle, about which you can check out our sapling playlist for more specifics, we start with the basics of working with fire, covering color, sunlight, familiarity with the cosmos, and the basics of movement. In the fledgling cycle, the practice begins to spread and heat up. Fire cleansing, candle magic, efforts in creativity, and a deeper understanding of the stars and astrological cycles join in. In ember, we wield fire in banishing, in the energies of our foundational atomic sciences, in growing further in astronomical and astrological domains, and in crafting and charging sigils. In the river wheel turn, skills with campfires and more advanced worlds of kinetics, atomic science, and the stars and planets drive ever higher. And then as the wheel cycles into witch, it's about both specializing and mixing to find the right fire path for you.
Today, we take the heat and power of fire and use it to fuel the creative heart. We first wheel these energies into charging sigils for use in the craft. Our artisan hones in on the arts and witchcrafts that require added heat from kilns to forges and everything in between. Then we visit the artificer, a friend who lives somewhere between the arts and science, with machinery being the vessel for this fire. Finally, rounding out creator craft with a familiar face from the air paths, our bard witch. But let's get started here with sigil charging.
Now, we talked about the bulk of creating sigils in our era episode number 100, Way of Words, as a way of communication. But here, in the fire element, we take it from communication to creation. When charging sigils, we infuse them with power, energy, and intent. Now, you can use sigils with a variety of elements, so for instance, drawing the sigil in dirt, tracing it with water, etching it into a candle, but no matter what, it will require the spark of creation, energy, and intent behind it to give the sigil power. Now, this can be done by raising energy with the same vibration or emotion as the intent you want to bring into being, and then, with that energy humming through your body, etching, drawing, tracing, or essentially bringing the sigil into being with whatever tool you're using. Now, we talk about many ways to raise energy throughout all the episodes, and you can use all of those. But one unique to sigil work is repetitively retracing or connecting with the energy and shape of the sigil. You can also imagine the shape of the sigil in your mind, or on the astral space for more private workings. Again, I'm going to point folks towards Sigil Witchery by Laura Tempest Zakroff. She covers a great variety of ways to apply the sigils she creates, including tattoo work, and ways to apply them discreetly in more public spaces. Speaking of, this is a good time to include that it's possible to charge and work with sigils that weren't created by you, but just make sure you have permission to use them. It's another reason we split the creation of the communication and the application of the sigil into two separate crafts. I also find that some witches may be strong at both, or more prevalent with one than the other, like someone who makes beautiful sigils but struggles in charging them. The elemental connections are a bit different.
The artisan witch builds their practice around, well, creating. In the sense that this path is one that truly lives in the creation of the tangible, powered by the fire of creativity and imagination. There's some crossover here on the air side of things, with artist witch for sure, but the idea of the artisan witch is one of witches leveraging fire in their creativity, be it at the forge, the kiln, or the ceramics oven. It's where your wood burning or metalwork become the language of your magic and spells, driven ultimately by an aim to make and remake in your life. The magics an artisan witch might make the most of could include tree, fire, stone, smoke, wind, water, or smoke magic, to name a number which could quite naturally build into the steps of your chosen craft. Color magic may play a big role here, leveraging color choice to align with intent and the emotional reactions to one's creations. Somewhat akin to our kitchen witchery paths, the artisan should be leaning into these magics not simply by making things to make them, but to intentionally connect with each step, ingredient, and even source of ingredient. The result then being a progeny of artisanal craftings, which is less about being prolific, and instead are made rich with purpose and intention. Now for me, I've always had a strong interest in dabbling in forge work. My aim comes from a past rooted in various creative endeavors like theater, acting, writing, and music, but also a deep enjoyment with making things with my hands, and a deep love for the creating and recreating of things using heat. It is definitely fueled a little by my love for cooking and grilling as well, and a practice where fire is a dominant element and driving force for my overall practice. Now, admittedly, I have not had the opportunity to actually try this yet. I've had a good sense of how I'd like to work it into my witchcraft life when I get the chance, but it's a fair point that it's not every day you just have easy access to a forge and folks who can teach the proper techniques. And that said, I share that as I sure know I'm not alone in seeing a path like this that is a potential one for my horizon of my practice before I actually know how I'm going to get started. And in that vein, my advice to myself will sound similar to what I've shared about other paths and practices here before. Find your people. Especially in crafting worlds, local classes and communities, or even just friends, can offer lots of ways to learn new things and get started with a new trade. That's what I'm getting started my search with here, and I'll keep you all posted on how it's going over time. And on the topic of practicing a witchcraft practice like this, privately or publicly, a bit like sports witch, comment I shared in Kinetic Flow, you're going to likely benefit a ton from joining others here, specifically to learn proper techniques and build a habit and motivation around your crafting. And crafts like these can be wonderful to share with friends and family. That said, the choice is very much yours then on how publicly your witchy purposes are known to that group. Awesome if everyone's open to it, but also your color choices and other elements can often have their meanings kept known to your heart and your heart alone. Whether that's out of necessity or preference, that's a perfectly excellent way to practice this artisanal path. Next, we cover works of creation that physically come to life, with engines that hum, steam that powers, and gears that turn.
Just like sigilcraft, artificer witches like to leave their mark, their maker's mark. This craft sits parallel to the artist and artisan paths, only now crafting things that can be set into motion. These are the makers and mechanics, the electricians and the kinetic crafters. From maintaining our motorized machines to inventing steam-driven designs and wind-up creations, the artificer witch weaves their connection to energy through the process of creating and building. Often the magic conjured or applied will be with the item itself, shaping things of magical craftsmanship. This practice, like all creator crafts, focuses a lot on the craft itself as a source of energy work, connection, and manifestation. Magics here to study include tech witchery, color craft, cinder work, working directly with flame and combustion, but also watercraft through the form of steam. Muse and sagecraft will provide the ideas and know-how to construct something truly unique. Now, this isn't a craft in my personal arsenal, but I do have a few of these folks in my family, and watching these inventors and mechanics at work has always been magical. If you think about it, the world we live in is highly shaped from this craft, and I imagine there are a lot of these witches at work without even knowing it. Sigil, artisan, and artificer crafts are examples of the creator crafts in our hands, but the passion in shaping and creating words also holds that burning energy, so it's no surprise that once again we return back to bardcraft as the fire of the word ignites.
In our air episodes, we covered bard witchery from the perspective of using air as a vehicle for using the voice, words, and motions to tell stories. Now, we consider how air fans the fiery flames of creativity and imagination, of how fire puts strength behind the voice and the emotional core of a compelling performance, and even weaves into our dance weaver path mentioned in Kinetic Flow. A bard witch will balance both air and fire in a particularly potent combination. So if you're a bard witch who feels a stronger connection to fire, then you might benefit from leaning into these elements of bardic endeavors. So for example, perhaps it's the writing and telling of your own original stories where you come alive. Maybe your singing or poetry is less focused on technique and more on raw emotion and power. Or you fill your stories and performances with expressive choreography. These are all great ways to lean harder into the fire side of a bard witch path.
Creator craft fuses together four distinct paths to explore, from charging sigils to blazing artisanal work, tinkering with mechanics to the craft of the bard. Here we weave fire with inspiration and creativity. With artistry in their hearts, sigil witch, the artisan, the artificer, and bard witch offer inventive ways to walk a fire track. And while some crafts may come more naturally than others, like all things, practice will always improve skill, even innate skill. That's why the elements are recurring themes across the witch's wheel cycles. It's a consistent building upon skill and relationship.
There are so many ways to lean into this aspect of a fire path, and hey, if these don't get you moving, stay tuned for more upcoming episodes. And water is just around the bend. Did you know Atomic Witchcraft isn't just a podcast? It's a community. You can find us on Patreon, Discord, Facebook, and more. We are also excited to announce the return of our free virtual Zoom gatherings, our Sunday Havens, happening on the fourth Sunday of every month at noon Pacific. All this great info can be found on our Linktree. Link is in the bio. Let's be witchy together.